It's International Women's Day, marked worldwide by protests, marches, and speeches calling for gender equity. Here in the US, this feminist-inspired day is lesser known, and that's not because women have achieved parity with men. Women still lag in political representation. The United Nations estimates that at the current rate, it'll take women 130 years to achieve gender equality in the highest positions of power. Then there's the pay gap, which is still, well, yawning. It's what Washington Post correspondent Abha Bhattrai is thinking about today, and she joins me now. Welcome, Abha.
Hi, Deepa.
What's the state of the gender pay gap today? Has it improved in the past few decades?
You know, it's barely budged in decades. You know, that's a very frustrating development, particularly because we have new data out that shows that more women than ever are single. Women are getting married at much later rates, at later ages. And that means that they're a bigger part of the labor force. They're helping prop up the economy and prop up the workforce in many ways, but they're still being underpaid compared to their male counterparts.
And the report you're referring to is from Wells Fargo. It shows that single men still earn more than single women. Tell us about that.
Yeah, women who have never been married earn about 92% less than, or 92% of what a man who has never been married earns. But what's also striking in this report is that there are huge ramifications for wealth and overall financial well-being. Married couples have about four times the wealth of single men and women. And so there are very long-term repercussions in terms of saving for retirement or, you know, just wealth creation.
You're making me remember that growing up, my feminist aunt, who was stubbornly single, she repeated to all of us, her nieces, the famous feminist quote, that marriage is an institution for the oppression of women. But today it seems that marriage has been the way where women have achieved higher earnings and wealth. Yet single women are still more likely to be working than married women. So it's a bit confusing. Is their spending power diminished, and what does this mean for their ability to grow and thrive financially?
Those are all very great points. And a lot of the reasons that marriage has been a financially positive state for women is tied with the fact that married men make the most money out of any group of people. Men are consistently paid more. When you factor that into a dual income household, that sort of translates to higher earnings for the married couple. But there are a lot of troubling dynamics at play there. And I think even though culturally we've evolved, women are staying unmarried longer. They're maybe foregoing marriage altogether. They're working at much higher rates than in the past. The economics in the workplace have not caught up yet in terms of equal pay.
And single mothers are also heading households at higher rates. What does this mean for them and their ability to raise their families?
Yeah, the outlook for single mothers is particularly grim. The data in the Wells Fargo report, for example, showed that they tend to have a net worth of $7,000, and that's compared to more than $60,000 in net worth for... Yeah, absolutely. So that's a huge difference. And it's also worth noting that single men who are fathers do not have that same disparity. They take about a $2,000 hit in wealth. And so it's a much more staggering gap for single women who are mothers.
Well, a lot to chew on there on this International Women's Day. Abha Bhattrai is an economics correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.